Eagles went into 1988 with a team coming off a poor season in 1987. That was the year you will remember of the NFL strike and the replacement players. Buddy Ryan never coached them. He let them come into the stadium, let the assistants coach them. He had no time for the replacement players. But what James David Ryan did was unite his team. They said, this guy is in our corner. He cares about us. That's what Buddy Ryan did in 1987. And that propelled them to the playoffs in 1988.
We were talking about weather in the single digits. Now it's shirt sleeve weather. It's New Year's Eve. Is it wonderful or what?
Yeah! Let me tell you about this game. It wasn't just the Eagles in a big playoff game. It wasn't just the Eagles against a rivalry team. It was Buddy against Ditka. And this game had all the makings of a historic game. And we arrived at the stadium. I anticipated a bitterly cold day. And it was uncharacteristically warm. I couldn't believe it.
For Soldier Field at this time of the year, this is the French Riviera. No snow, no sleet, no single-digit temperatures.
And we thought we had the perfect climate for football. Little did we know that something totally unexpected, unforeseen, and from an Eagles standpoint, absolutely disastrous was about to occur.
Back goes Tomczak, has time, goes deep, wide open is McKinnon, down the side of the field he goes, and he is going all the way in for a touchdown.
It was quick, Eagles made it too easy for them, and this early, I really didn't feel worried. And the Eagles came back. The great number 82, Michael Anthony Quick, made a spectacular catch in the end zone on the pass from Cunningham. There was a big momentum swing in that first half. Eagles had a couple of touchdown receptions nullified on holding penalties, and you thought this is unfortunate. I mean, you can't give away scores. And here they are at the Chicago 1. And on the fourth down, they gambled, and they were stacked up.
They don't have it. The Bears are running off, but so are the Eagles.
But it still didn't worry me. This Eagles team was too good. This was the team that was playing for the Super Bowl. There was no doubt in my mind. Eagles had their moments. Buddy's defense was playing well. I mean, they were doing everything. They came up with an interception. They forced the fumble. They shut down the Bears. All they needed was a little work from the offense. And the offense had a great opportunity. Because Randall Cunningham found Keith Jackson in the end zone. Somehow or other, it clanged off his hands, it clanged off his chest, and there went another touchdown down the drain. I will never forget what transpired next. We looked, Stan Walters and I looked out of the booth, and we saw a little puff of smoke going from the far side of the stadium. And Stan said, looks like somebody set off a smoke bomb. And we chuckled. Within minutes, the entire field was engulfed by fog. And it was so thick, you could cut it with a knife.
We looked out of the press box window and saw nothing.
We saw absolutely nothing. But we figured it had to be temporary. It would never, ever remain. And yet, it never lifted until that game was over.
Eagles trying to penetrate both the fog and the Bears' defense simultaneously. Cunningham fires the pass, and it is maybe intercepted by the Bears.
Randall had them down there, and he had a pick at the 8-yard line by the Bears. And again, another opportunity down the drain. But believe me, that game was going to be won by the team who was ahead at the time of the fog. And in this case, unfortunately, it was the Bears. To Buddy's credit, in the post-game locker room, he never made an excuse. Buddy said, football is like war. You play under all conditions. Rain, you play in snow, you play in fog, if this is the case. The Eagles, I still believe, that was the best of Buddy's teams, and I believe that was the team that had the best chance to go the distance. But on this afternoon, it was more than a football team they were fighting. They were fighting Mother Nature.